Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Well, here we are again, another Monday night, 8 o'clock. We're doing another topic, and I have with me my lovely Maya Moon, and in the chat room I have my lovely Stars Priestess Candy Ranson. She's there womaning the fort, so to speak, and Maya and I will be talking about the butterfly effect. That's kind of unique. I think, Maya, good evening, Maya, anyways, I think there was a movie called that, wasn't there, The Butterfly Effect?
Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
It stars Ashton Kutcher, and that's probably one of my favorite movies, and not just because of him. He's not too hard on the eyes, but because...
No, he's not too tough to look at, right?
That's right. And I love the girl, I can't think of her name, Amy something, but I also love the girl that plays the lead role. But the way... of course, it's not how they're portraying it is simply impossible. But the message is, I feel, is a very highly spiritual message, and so that, you know, it's named after the effect. But it's a scientific fact. And good evening, everyone. As I start to ramble on. I'll ramble for a while until my voice gets tired, and then I'll give it over to Natalie. But good evening. We're glad to have you. I'm glad to be here. It's always a pleasure and an honor to be a part of the Monday night shows. I look forward to it. I always walk away and find that I've learned something, or that my eyes have been opened, or that I've been able to see another viewpoint. So hopefully... those that do listen, whether you're here for the first time or you listen, you know, you're a person that tunes in every Monday night, hopefully you too can take away something. But it is a scientific fact that it can take the smallest shift, especially when they're talking about things in the earth, like, for example, avalanches, and earthquakes, and even storms. The smallest thing, which would have the pressure, if you will, I'm not sure what the technical term for miles per hour, I guess the butterfly would move their wings, but something that small and that, you know, you would think a butterfly flapping their wings would have no power. There would be no more energy than what it would take to propel them in movement, but yet that's enough force to actually create catastrophic events. And not that the butterfly effect is based on negativity, just that it's just, to me, it's fascinating and amazing to look at how much power that there is. And then it brings us to, or hopefully it can bring us to, a place of awareness to realize we have that by word or deed, and certainly by action, we have that power. And, you know, to, even if we're not, you know, there to bear witness, like a butterfly, for example, which the butterfly effect is just an analogy. It's not actually that a butterfly does all this stuff behind our backs. You know, there's not like a group of destructive butterflies or, you know, energy butterflies, but just the fact that energy, you know, can seem so, one thing can seem so minute, but yet it can have such a great power. So with that, now I'm still recovering with my voice a little bit, so I get a little bit tired. So since I am, it's your turn to chat.
Yeah. Okay, well, I was thinking of like a snowball. You start rolling it. It can be really small, and if it keeps rolling, it has a lot of power behind it. It will get bigger and bigger and bigger. I was thinking of a tsunami, which starts way far out, and the winds create it, and it builds so big. It's just a wall of water that comes flying in, and all it is water. And you would think that, oh, it's just water. You think of drinking water, but that is the scariest thing because that water is very powerful. But talking about a good deed and things like that, I noticed my son and I were at the store. Again, I'm always going to the store with him. And that's where I kind of do my experimentation on people. I really do. You know, I always smile at people and say, hi, how are you doing today? And pretty soon, and this happened just the last time we went on Sunday, Saturday. Went Saturday, and people were looking at me, and I would walk by them, and they say, hi, how are you today? And I mean, all they saw me was do it one time to somebody. And I, like, you know, sometimes I see these little tiny old ladies pushing these little carts, and they look so dainty, and, you know, I always offer to help them. And sometimes they look at me, and they smile like, oh, my gosh, you're an angel. I didn't think that people did this anymore. But then if you watch, and that's what I did, that's what I do when I'm in the stores. I watch what people do. Some people just have this look on their face. They're not very happy. Well, not me. I'm always looking out for everybody, especially when I'm in a store, when there's a lot of people there, to see if somebody's stretching up or whatever. And I always offer to help them. And pretty soon, if you watch, somebody else will do it down the aisle. I saw it Saturday, and I couldn't believe it. And really, it's a nice feeling to know that this little thing that I've done has created this kind of like a whirlwind in the store for people to do the very same thing. And let me see here. What else can I think? Well, that's the deed. That's the one small deed.
And what you're saying, if I understand you correctly, is that your ability to just, you know, go with love and compassion and be very aware of others, it ended up having the butterfly effect because
it did with a lot of people in the store. Exactly.
Oh,
and some of those people, Maya, I would see earlier, and like I was in the second aisle or something, and I said something to somebody, they were really grumpy looking or they didn't look very happy. I'm looking at them, and they're smiling at me. Hi, how are you? You know, it really has a snowball effect, if you want to call it that. It really can. But I think, too, that you've got to have that right feeling with it. I mean, you could just be, well, have a nice day. I mean, I don't do it that way. They know it's coming from within. When I say that to you, I really mean it. You know, I'm doing it under grace. I don't expect anything in return. I'm doing this, and I want you to have a really nice day. And pretty soon, you'll see, I noticed it Saturday, people were smiling and happy, and somebody was helping somebody else, and I'm thinking, I wonder if they saw what I did. I hope so. I try.
Right.
Any place I go, and mostly I'm at the grocery store. Sometimes I'll go to the movies or something, but there's never that many people there, but I still do it there as well. It's catchy. It's like it's catchy. Something happens. It's something in the air that they get this feeling that it's the right thing to do. And I think it's the butterfly effect. I really do. And I'm glad I can be a part of it. I really am. So nobody has to really experiment on me because I'm always like that. Unless they want to do something else. I don't know.
If you look at yourself, then how would you retrace your steps, even if it was something, for example, the butterfly effect doesn't necessarily have to be within our
circle.
So what my question to you would be then, if this has become second nature to you, what are you able to at all identify perhaps an influence, a mentor, an experience or something that somehow affected you, or is it somewhat unknown to you that is you just know that you've been this way?
Oh, I see what you're saying. How is it that I came to do this? How is it that
exactly.
I can do this kind of thing? Well, I think it started many years ago for me when I was at my first, well, I was at a nursing home. I noticed people there, but I wasn't aware of what I could do. I noticed people that were, you know, mostly grumpy, and even the nurses were not very nice. And I mean, it just boggled my mind. And I did my best to go in and be this breath of fresh air all over the place, like this little flower that was putting your petals here and putting your petals there and pushing this one. Some of the people there were nice, but many of them were not. And that takes a special person to work in a place like that. Anyways, I just worked there. I did their hair, so I was only there one day a week. But that was, it was a long day for me, and I gave it everything that I could. So I think it started there. And then I think when I went into customer service at the big club that I was at, that was really the test, because they were all very wealthy. And, you know, they didn't like to be told what to do. I didn't tell them what to do. I expected that they would do what I wanted them to do. I didn't give them a chance to say no. And I think when you have that in you, it kind of gets bigger and bigger, and then you can convince anybody to do something really nice. I really don't know. I just think it came without warning. I wasn't trained. Nobody said, well, this is how you're supposed to treat people. I didn't know, not at all.
Yeah,
so I
mean,
think just because I...
Go ahead.
I said, because I was in areas of service and I thrived on it, I did a really good job, it made me feel good. It really did.
So if we were to use your story as an example of how things can have the butterfly effect, even when we're not always aware of that going, that's going to be the case. At some point when you worked in customer service and something about you, your wisdom or just your ability to read people, maybe your gifts, you knew that you needed to approach these people in an extra friendly way, but there was probably, and I'm not suggesting that you did it because you got something out of it, but as you did this, you responded, you know, when you responded to these people in that manner, then it had to have an impression on some of them, which in turn then gave you a good feeling, because someone like you were mentioning who didn't normally smile or wasn't normally friendly couldn't help but, you know, be a little bit a little friendlier towards you because you were just
there was a little old lady. I mean, she had white hair and she looked angry. She wasn't having a good day. Maybe she didn't feel well. That could have been. And she was by all the vegetables and the fruits and stuff. And I noticed her right away, and she was alone. And I don't like to see elderly people alone. I mean, I just always want to go and say, can I help you? My son does the same thing. I mean, he's just like I am. It's unreal. And so I approached her because she was trying to get a plastic bag, you know, off the little thing that rolls the bags. And the bags are always messed up. And so I got it for her, and she looked at me, and I said, are you having a good day? Can I help you with anything? Oh, no, my dear, she said, you're just so sweet. Right away, her face lit up. It changed. Because when she was standing there, she was this grumpy old lady. Her whole demeanor changed because I showed her a little bit of kindness. And it's easy for me to do. A lot of people can't approach strangers like that. I can. My son can. I'm sure you can, Maya. There's a lot of us in this field. You learn to give of yourself because you really have to. But just acts of kindness can have an effect. It can snowball. It can be a butterfly effect. There's no doubt. I saw it on Saturday. I mean, I was watching it, and I knew what the show was going to be about, but it wasn't in my mind at that time. It's just how I am. And pretty soon, you know, people were smiling, and I mean, it looked like and as a matter of fact, somebody was singing the national anthem in the store. He sounded really good. And everybody stopped in the aisle. It wasn't real super crowded. And I said, well, I said, listen to that. I said, now we have music to accompany us going down the aisles. I said, isn't that fun? And they were smiling. I mean, it was like it was catchy, where these people forgot all of their problems and realized, yeah, listen. And the guy was really good. Somebody said, oh, it's probably just a record. I said, I don't think so. I think he's real. And he was. It was the sweetest thing. It just uplifted everybody. Made everybody feel, you know, very, very nice, very happy to be a member of the United States of America. And I that was probably the best day shopping I ever had because of what happened. And I'm going to test it out again when I go again. I'm going to be relentless because everybody has problems and stuff. And I like to see what I can do to make it better. Like I said, if I had a magic wand, I'd wave it over the whole world. It would be easy for me. But, you know, I do it to the people that I can do it to in my own little way. And it's like the Stars Ferry. You know, sometimes I'll randomly give minutes to people that I know that they're on the site a lot. And I'll just say, oh, it's the Stars Ferry. Just decided to give you an extra 5 or an extra 10 minutes. And I know what they're thinking, and they know it's me. Of course, I sign my name. And I do it out of appreciation, not because I know they're going to spend more, but I do it because I want them to know that they are loved, they are cared about. And that's, I always tell them, that's what makes a site different than everybody else's. You don't get that on all the other sites. And I'm just very generous, and I'm very kind, and that's how we keep the core. We have a huge core now. The site's really growing, and a lot of signups and a lot of things happening, and it's really it's a wonderful thing. So I carry it through whatever I do. You know, even the story I'm writing about is going to be magical. So I like to think that I'm a little magical, I guess. I don't know. But so what do you do, Maya? Do you notice you do certain things? Probably similar stuff that I do, right?
Well, I do. Now, I've worked. I have always, since I was a teen, I mean, since I was young, I knew I was gifted. I've talked about this before. I knew I was different. I did not say or observe myself as being gifted. I just noticed, I knew that I was different. And when I was young, I'm talking about in first through fifth grade, you know, I would talk to perhaps my family, my brother. We're 22 months apart, so he was pretty much my best friend. And I did have a lot of friends, though, so it wasn't like it was just the two of us. But I had that, you know, how, I mean, some kids just have that knowingness about what is appropriate and generally accepted. And so I never talked about that until I was in high school. In high school, it was very different. People were open. So I know I'm kind of getting off the beaten path here, but in other words, my point is I was always spiritual, and even in high school, I was able to assist people. I did readings, if you will. I didn't necessarily do it as a way of living, you know, or a career. In fact, like you, my very first job, working was working in a nursing home, and I absolutely loved it. So as I went through life, I was a single parent for many years, and at that time, you know, you had the crystal ball that, you know, or the palm reader little shop that lit up that the person was in the bath, and, you know, there just wasn't a lot of options. These are pre-internet days. So consequently, I had a lot of word of mouth. I had a lot of private customers and clients because that's the only way that you could get it. I did parties, fairs. I did all that. But it wasn't something I could rely on to care for a child. So I worked a lot of traditional jobs, and, you know, a couple of them really stand out. One was being a bill collector. because as a struggling single parent, I understood that sometimes, you know, people just were not able. It wasn't that they didn't want to pay. They just were not, you know, they were not able. So I got to have a lot of different experiences. But I think that one thing that I learned as I got a little bit more mature is, for example, I had a lot of internet issues. And when I would call, and insurance issues too, I've been fighting back and forth with insurance. I mean, it's just so ridiculous, the things that you have to go through. But then I start to think about it, and I will call, and right away I can tell sometimes the person, they're not rude to me, but I know they probably had 100 people screaming at them. And I always say to them, you know, I'm really frustrated with the system, and I'm frustrated with this particular problem. But I want you to know that I realize you don't own this company. You don't run this company. You just work there, and you're doing the best that you can. So please know that my frustration is not aimed at you at all. All I'm trying to do is see if you're able to assist me. The difference, the lightness that I feel in that person's energy, I mean, I just feel it because I'm probably one of, I mean, there may be some people that are nice that haven't had a lot of issues, but they've been yelled at a lot more than they've been talked to.
Oh, yeah.
But then what I imagine and what makes me, because sometimes I'm really irritated because I've already called on something, you know, 5 or 6 times and they haven't, you know, rectified the situation. And I'm, you know, my time is valuable. You have to wait sometimes, especially the insurance thing. It's so stupid. They would rather pay for something that's $900 than pay for a medication that's $200. I mean, so anyways, but I always make sure. Well, what I think about is, okay, so in either case, let's go with the cable company. I'm talking to people from all over the U.S. They might be in Atlanta. They might be in North Carolina. They might be in Texas. They might be in Wisconsin. But they're from all over the U.S. And so what I imagine is, what if that time that I took to be kind and say, look, I know you don't, you know, maybe that day they were feeling so frustrated, you know, and sympathetic towards the customers, but just at the end of their rope, feeling helpless and feeling dejected, thinking to themselves, I must not be doing my job right. I just must be doing something wrong because everyone's yelling at me. I can't seem to get anywhere. And then, you know, a lot of times people get angry and hang up. And I used to be that way, and I used to be that kind of person. I would just say, oh, forget it, you know. But I take the time.
Yeah.
So I think when we think about the butterfly effect, then I think about, okay, let's say Rosie way up in northern Washington State received a call, and, you know, I was so quick to let her know, it's okay, just let me know what you think, if there's anything we can do or what next steps you would recommend so we can resolve this. And please know that I am frustrated, but it's certainly not at you. I totally know, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, I imagine to myself, what if Rosie was going through a difficult time and especially her job was really getting to be so much pressure, she wasn't sure she was going to be able to stay. Or maybe she has a sick mother, or her and her spouse were having problems. I like to imagine that she went home and that just made enough of a difference in her energy that she was able to take that same more open, optimistic attitude home with her, and that in turn made a difference to the people that she interacted with. And in turn, those people then, maybe her spouse, her mother, her auntie, whoever, and they in turn listened to her story, and she may have said, you know, I had a really nice gal lady call me today, and she's really had a rough time, but she was so nice to tell me, to assure me that she wasn't angry at me and she wasn't rude. She was just frustrated, yada, yada. And perhaps she shared all that, and then those people were able to take that away with them. Maybe they had been on the reciprocating end, or maybe they had been on the delivery end. Maybe they had been the type that were so quick to say, look, I want to fix now. I don't want any more of your excuses. This is the worst company I've ever dealt with in my life. I mean, here, this poor person, they're just an agent. They're not, you know, they're not the owner. So anyways, that's a lot of times what I think about. And I also think about that we all need to be aware, and we'll talk more about that, but that our choices, even though they may seem minor at the time, remember that even the smallest choice that we may make, and I'm not talking about necklace you choose to wear with your outfit, but I'm talking about life choices, career, love, relationships, family, friends, etc. All those little minor choices are things that are going to have an effect, and that effect could be then, but it could also affect you and others around you, and the effect, the butterfly effect, is an effect that can continue to last and can affect years and years from now, way into the future, way past ever imagined, or we may not even recall offhand that we made that particular choice to do that certain thing, or whatever the case, whatever it may be, choosing colors for the outside of our home, for example. Let's say our home is brick or siding, and so it can't be inexpensively changed like paint. Well, that may be wonderful for us, but 20 years down the road, when we go to sell, not everyone might want a pink stone house or dark green or neon green. I'm exaggerating a little bit here. Neon green aluminum siding house. So those aren't spiritual, but we do make a lot of spirit of decisions spiritually that affect our path, and unbeknownst to us, is something we need to be aware of. They are going to have an effect on people that we're surrounded with, or people that we may not even be in close proximity to, as I said earlier, but they still in some way become affected, because it's like you said, I think you said like the domino effect, didn't you? Or no, you said the snowball.
Right, yeah. Yeah,
which
yeah,
is,
exactly.
It's the domino effect. So go ahead and I'm done with my part on that.
Well, you know, it's true, and I was thinking about, you know, I've had to call the Internal Revenue because I pay quarterlies and all that kind of stuff. And every time I've gotten somebody, you have to wait hours, or at least 45 minutes. It depends upon what time you call. I'll get somebody, and they do their badge number and all this, you know, and I'm always kind of like happy, and you know, I've said to every one of them, because they answer really nice, they're very thoughtful, they're not nasty, and you would think, oh, they get sick of this all day long, right? And I said to each one of them, you know, I said, you really have a nice attitude, and you're nice to talk to. And one man said to me, he said, you're really nice on the phone. He said, how can I be nasty to you? And I said, well, you could. He said, yeah, but I can't. He said, there's my voice raspy, but he said, I can't. He said, because you're so really nice, and you're just asking some great questions because you like some direction. And he said, but sometimes, he said, we get people that come yelling at us, you know, they owe all this money. How come? Blah, blah, blah. I've called three of them, three different ones I got. All three of them were very, very nice, and I made it a point to tell them how nice it was to talk to them, and I feel, you know, I thank you for your help and everything. And you see, that's probably what happens to them. Maybe this was at the end of the day, like I would call like at 5:30 because you usually don't have to wait that long. And maybe they were going home like at 6 o'clock or something, and they had this better lift to themselves. They were lighter. Because can you imagine having people call you, yelling at you about their taxes and stuff all day long? I mean, that's got to be tough. And the one lady said to me, she said, well, you know, when somebody like you calls and you're really nice, how can we not be nice back to you? And I said, oh, I'm sure there's some. She said, no, I don't know. She says, I think you would work around it somehow. So she told me. She said, I don't think they could stay, even if they had somebody on the phone that was really nasty and they really wanted to tell them off, but they couldn't. You know, she said, I think you would get them to do a turnaround. I don't think that they would come back at you being mean or nasty, because she said, I can hear in your voice that you would not let it happen. You would twist it around so that they would see what they were doing. And I said, well, yeah, probably I would do that. But it's true. See, and all these people that, like, work at the Internal Revenue, if they would just have somebody really nice at the end of the day, then they could go home with this nice feeling of lightness and not this heaviness, and transfer it to the people at home or mother or father or whatever. And so sometimes you don't really know what kind of an effect you're going to have on people because you don't get to see them after you talk to them. I've been on the phone with people when they've been nasty, and I'll say to them, boy, you're really having
That's
a bad day, huh?
I said, you were breaking up. I wasn't able to hear you.
You know, sometimes people are nasty, and I'll say, oh, we're having a bad day today, and they'll say, yeah, you can tell. I said, yeah, I can tell. Oh, well, I guess I should change. And I said, well, some people call with problems that are really bothering them and they haven't gotten an answer. So it's a tough job being in customer service or handling all these complaints and all that kind of stuff. But she told me, she says, well, when I talk to somebody like you, I wish I would have somebody like you at the end of the day, because I would feel like, oh, I did something really wonderful. Now I can transfer that when I go home and feel happy. I'll make dinner or I'll bring dinner or whatever, and I'm going to be – you hope that you have that effect on people. And that's how I relay it, more so than anything else, is how I deal with all the people. And I mean, I can turn a client around that's wanting a refund, and I can talk them into something else. I mean, it's not that difficult, and I do it via email. So can you imagine if I had them on the phone? And what you say is the same as what you type. You had, when you're doing emails, when I was working for America Online, you smiled from the wrist down. That's what they taught us as community leaders. You smile from the wrist down. That was the rule. You do not type anything like you so-and-so, you know, because people can tell when you type to them, if they're in tune, I should say, they're going to know that you're nasty just by what you're saying. And that was our rule. I mean, that's how America Online was run, and that's why it was so successful, I think. And if you didn't behave like that in that manner, then they got rid of you. Then you didn't have the prestigious honor of saying that you worked for America Online. But I think I do that, and I do it really well in emails. You know, I mean, I've called people because they're having trouble getting in the site, and they'll say to me, I can't believe you called me. And I said, well, that's part of my job. I like doing it, and I want to make this a nice experience, and you're going to remember it. Oh, she said, of course. She says, how could I forget? The owner calls me to help me. That's true. I do it. Unless they're out of the country, I can't do it. But, yeah, I do that too. So I just think that it makes such a difference in your life. If I have a heaviness when I wake up, by the middle of the day, something will happen by the middle of the day, by noon or something, and I'm out of that. Somebody will send me this sweet email, somebody will call, something. And that's a butterfly effect for me, really, because it reminds me, it kind of shakes me, like, remember what you really are like. That's not how you are. So you've got to shape up. And whatever I do for people, I hope they carry it through. Not a pay it forward, but just keep doing, as I always say, under grace, just do it because you want to. You don't expect anything in return. Just do it. Just be kind.
Yeah.
And that will have a great effect on their life and the next one and the next one. And, yeah, so the butterfly effect is, like you said, it's not really butterflies, although when you see butterflies, they're so beautiful. And, you know, hummingbirds fly backwards. That's the only bird that can fly backwards.
And I think they use the butterfly only because it's so light and so small that it's just supposed to, you know,
right.
You know,
remind
really
you that the smallest things that you do, right, will have a good effect. Just think of yourself like a little butterfly that we need to
be conscious, especially when it comes to our interactions, not just with people. I mean, at the store, of course, that's wonderful. And, you know, it's nice when I can talk to people that I can take a moment and be, you know, nice and non-judgmental towards them and not vent on them personally. But by taking that even further, we need to remember that we have spiritually, imagine, you know, when you think of the butterfly effect, we have to be aware of how much power we actually have. As humans,
right,
and spiritual beings, we have so much more power than we might ever have imagined. And so if we are a little bit more conscientious of that power, perhaps we can all collectively make it a better world to live in, because it stands to reason that, you know, when we're aware of our power, we will tend to be more careful in our actions, our choices, and our words, and especially when we think of the people that we care about, the people that we work with every day, or like you're talking
right
about with your, you know, with people that are clients of the site and how you work with them. And for those that are involved in relationships or friendships or even colleagues, I mean, there is no way for any of us that we can, I don't believe that it's realistic to assume that we can work at a company and we're going to get along famously with every single person, that we're going to mesh with everyone and resonate and connect with every person equally as well. So there's going to be some challenges. But if we can keep in mind the effect, and it can be, you know, positive, it is, of course, the intention. And if we can
right
think to ourselves, if I just take a moment before I speak or I act, and rather than putting too much emphasis on, which I believe is, you know, like what my guides show me, what humans, what we tend to do, we tend to put so much emphasis on, you know, holding a little bit of a grudge. Well, you know, they're not smiling, so why should I? But we're not often turning that around and thinking, how do we know that that person, you know, and we've talked about this before, we don't know what their personal situation is. And even if we
no
do, it shouldn't change. So, I mean, we have the power to make our approach towards the person, you know, be all the more positive and try that much harder to include that person. And it's okay to accept and to say to oneself, you know, this is someone that, you know, I probably can't imagine myself being close friends with and, you know, wanting to do things outside of work, but that doesn't mean that I can't try. And the effects we don't know. I mean, that those interactions that to us take just a few minutes, the positive, taking a moment to say hello and not being put off if they're like, oh yeah, hi. We don't necessarily have to go run and gossip to everyone else in the office. Oh, I said hello to Tom, and he was just so rude, and I'm never going to do that again. Instead, take it differently. Again, be aware and think, you know, I've been given this great power and this great gift spiritually, and I'm going to put it
right
to as much good use as possible. And so I'm determined that I'm going to, you know, continue to greet him as if he never gave me a harumph or, you know, a huh or whatever. And I'm going to say, good morning, Tom. Good to see you. Whatever the greeting may be, and continue. Eventually, even though we may not, we don't always get to witness the you know, what can be the effects of that, or what can be the finale or the outcome, doesn't mean that there isn't something wonderful and positive that happens. Because at some point, I mean, that's where faith and working under grace comes in. At some point, don't you think that we have to believe that there's going to be, you know, there's always going to be some kind of a shift or change or alteration if we continue to work in that state of grace and in that positive energy?
Exactly. You know, Candy just put a, she gave me permission to tell the story I'm going to tell you. She said, there was a time when my kids were very small and my benefits card wouldn't work at the register. You know, she had cereal, milk, sandwich fixings for the kids. She says, I was fighting back the tears because I was trying to be strong for the kids. They were there. Wait a minute, I lost my place because it went down one. I was trying to be strong for the kids because they were there waiting for us to finish checking out so we could go home and they could eat. We didn't have any food in the house. She said, I looked at the cashier and told her to just cancel the order because I didn't have any other form of payment. You know, the kids hung their heads down and they were sad. The lady behind me asked the cashier how much my total was, and the cashier told her. She said, well, just add it to my order, please. And the lady turned to me, to Candy, smiled and said, have a blessed day, sweetheart. You go feed them youngins now. Well, then Candy was in the convenience store a few days ago, and a man was trying to use his benefits card to purchase a sandwich and some stuff, okay? His card was not working. It happened to be, I happened to be just getting off my shift in the taxi and had gotten a few good tips that night. And I asked how much the total was, and he responded $7.46. I told the cashier to add it to my bill and turned and looked at him and said, have a blessed day. The man stood there in disbelief as he felt like he was in a dream. He waited outside till I exited the store and thanked me again and told me I was an angel on earth. Also asked if I was married, and I told him yes. He responded, that's one lucky man. I hope he knows what a blessing you are to him. Well, you see, she did an act of kindness, and that's almost like pay it forward, but I think it's a little bit different with Candy. Candy, I could see Candy doing that easily. I would do that, and I have done that before. Nobody had to ever help me, but I have helped people before like that. But I think sometimes, and it makes you feel really good. Can you imagine how that lady felt when she helped Candy, okay, and then how Candy turned around and helped somebody else and how amazing she felt because it was something, it was a nice, it was a butterfly effect, really, that what she did. She took upon herself to help somebody else. And, you know, sometimes that's like a pay it forward. But a pay it forward to me is I'm going to give you $5, you give somebody else $5. Well, this was similar but not really exact. I mean, the amount was not exact, and that's not what she was thinking. But she remembered what happened for her, and that's why she did it for a man who she knew really needed the help. You know, there's a lot of things that happen out there that we're not even aware of that people do, and it's a nice feeling to know that there are people who can take upon themselves somebody else like that, and if you're not having a nice day, just smile and tell them, like I do when I tell people, the ladies, how pretty they look. I told you about the lady in red in Walmart. I mean, she had this beautiful gray hair and this hat. She was just dressed in red. She was a knockout.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and nobody said anything to her. I watched. And this was many years ago, and I couldn't believe it. How could they not see this lady so sharp walking around? She had a little heel on, not high ones, you know, not stilettos. But, and I told her that, and she just got this look on her face like she'd never heard it before. And she says, oh, my dear, you just made my day. You made my week. See, you know, and maybe she went and said something else, you know, something nice to somebody else. little things like that, little tiny things. It doesn't have to be a big thing at all, just small little things that really make a difference in everybody's lives. And just remember, you know, it's kind of like that snowball going down that hill. It'll get bigger and bigger and bigger, and it'll spread and spread and spread, and you'll affect more and more people. Like a domino effect, it will affect more and more people. Just this one thing that you did, like Candy did, and she passed it along
right.
because it happened to her. Now, you know, we don't know if this man ever did anything for anybody else, but you can bet he's not going to forget what she did for him at all. And we just like to think that there are lots of people out there like that. I think there are. All the little angels that walk around.
Yeah, that's great that she did that. And there was a story not too long ago on Yahoo that I thought was great that was a little bit like that, not exactly. But it talked about somebody that they had just done something, you know, had bought somebody's groceries or helped
right.
them pay for something. And it ended
yeah,
up,
you see that on Facebook a lot, you know, people begging for money. And I saw that, I think it was in New York, and he was just this little old man, and some guy came up and gave him $100 bill. You should have seen the look on this
yes.
man's face. I mean, he could afford it, obviously.
As far as the butterfly effect and not going with the pay it forward is, I don't know, did you read the story about the grandpa? This was on Facebook, and I don't really use Facebook very much at all. So I may have seen it on Yahoo News, but it was a grandpa that had invited his grandchildren, who were young adults, you know, 19 to 26 or so. He had invited them all for a barbecue. Do you remember reading that?
No, I don't think I saw that.
Okay, well, he lived alone. He didn't see, which is understandable. They're young, but they all lived within 10 minutes of him, 10, 15 minutes. So none of them lived far away. It wasn't like it was a big deal. And he had about 8. And he had invited all of them to come to his house. He lived in Oklahoma. He was going to barbecue hamburgers and have a cookout, which is something he did. And each of them all had agreed and had said they would show up. And he was in his mid-60s. And
devastated.
Facebook savvy, and only one, it was a female, and she was one of the younger ones. She was the only one that showed up. And she posted on Facebook a picture of him sitting at the table, and you would not believe, I don't even remember that it ended up, not only did the grandchildren end up showing up that day, but he even had strangers that asked if it was okay, people he didn't even know coming by, telling
mm-hmm.
them that their children didn't have grandparents. So that to me is the butterfly effect.
Exactly.
And it started as a little bit of a negative experience. He was devastated. He said his grandchildren, you know, he didn't get to see them, and that's why he made a point of making an invitation. He lived on a fixed income, and so, you know, he went to, it was costly for him to pay to, you know, have a dinner that would provide hamburgers and whatever fixings he had. And he said, you know, he could understand one or two, something came up, but they didn't even bother to call. They just didn't show up. And he said he had been close to them his whole life, and, you know, his wife had passed on. He just felt really hurt. But he said that he was more than made up for. I mean, I think it got like a million hits. I mean, it was just
oh,
really
yeah,
good
yeah.
Thing.
See, something like that. Exactly. Exactly. Sometimes your family does. It's not your family. And remember, you don't choose relatives. Friends you do. So It was kind of nice that his what he wanted to do, maybe, and they ended up showing up, right? The kids, the grandkids, they probably felt pretty much stupid.
The girl that did come on time, and of course she had no idea, evidently, from what I gathered with the story. When she showed up, she had no idea because she showed up on time. And so, again, since he hadn't heard from any of them, he had no reason to believe that there wasn't going to be, that anybody wasn't showing. Well, as time passed, she started calling and texting, and that's when she realized each of them. I remember one of them was named Josh. He did end up after she said, you know, Grandpa's in here in tears. He's gone 2 days making preparations for us, and this is the highlight. He hasn't seen most of us for several weeks or a month or so because of our schedules, and he never bugs us. And this was the one day that was really important, and no one but myself has shown up. And I know she was the youngest, so, and the only thing I know is that they all lived just within 10 or 15 minutes, so that doesn't matter anyways. They had plenty of time, and there's no reason why in today's world you can't call or text and say, sorry, Grandpa, I can't make it. So I know the one did come right away within, you know, a few minutes of getting the call. And then later on, I think they did do some barbecuing. And then later on, several of the other grandkids came, and then they made it up for him. And then it ended up where the party went into the night because a lot of the neighbors, and when it was the first granddaughter that first showed up that was so upset, and she had taken a picture of him sitting at the table with his hands in his head, and you could see the tears, and the table was all set, and she posted it on Facebook, and her original post, I guess, was for mature
not so
audiences
nice.
Only. Yes.
Yeah.
And so she did revise.
I was gonna say not so nice.
Right. So she revised the post and said, you know, I shouldn't have said it in the way that I said it, but still, you know, he is a great man. He's been a great grandfather to all of us. We've always been close with him. And we may be busy with our lives because we're young, we have friends, we have football games and, you know, parties and so on, but Grandpa doesn't have anything. We're the only
thing. And one day you're
going to
be a grandpa and a grandmother also. You know,
sometimes
they don't realize, you know, one day you're going to be in those shoes.
No, and
you really
will. So it showed later on, so we got so many requests from people that lived in the area that said, you know, I've got two little kids and they don't have a grandpa or grandma. And he said, sure, you know. So it ended up they had like 100 people that ordered pizzas and brought things.
Yeah, they brought something or somehow they got stuff, yeah. Isn't that nice?
So we've got to remember, so there's so much with that story that's, you know, I mean, and with what you do at the store and with what Candy did, that was so great. I mean, she had so much power in that moment. She could have and 99% of people, I loathe to say, but 99% would have not involved themselves. They would have just said, oh, well, she spent her money. She'll have to figure something else out. So kudos to Candy for, you know, being such a cool person.
Sometimes you'll see people in line will give somebody like a dollar because they need another dollar. I see it a lot. I mean, I haven't seen that in the last month or so. Sometimes at the store they'll have a coin thing where there's, you know, quarters and all of that. People put the change in there. Like if it's, you know, $10.12, you can take the 12 cents out of there. Yeah, that's really, it's awesome. I think it's just all awesome.
It really is. I've never been one to give to panhandlers because I just feel that, you know, if somebody needs help in the store or I can help someone out in a different way, I'm glad to do that. But panhandlers, unfortunately, we just don't know what they're going to do with the money.
Oh, no, they could be millionaires, and we don't even know. They're just walking in like, you know, they want to see what people are going to do. No, that's true.
Right.
Yeah.
Or,
but, you know, words of kindness are always great.
They're addicts. But being in the store, you know, I've been, you know, I can't say that I've been like that one person that I've bought somebody's groceries, but I've given a dollar or two, and I've had someone, when I've been short, even though it wasn't really that I didn't have any money, I just didn't have it on me, I've had someone give me a couple dollars and say, look, don't worry about it. It's really just not a big deal. So I guess I'm going to sign off, and I'm going to end it with that, you know, this energy, this, you know, butterfly effect, it's just a name. It doesn't really have anything to do with butterflies. But just remember how much power we have. And sometimes all of us, myself included in that, need to take a moment before we react or take action and just, you know, realize that we have a lot of power and that the things that we do and say, both positive and not so positive, can have effects that can be ripple effects. And like you had mentioned, can snowball, they can become, end up to be wonderful, amazing things. And then they can also end up to be things that we don't want to be remembered by. We don't want to be the family in South Dakota that's still talking about the person that did this. We want to be the one that the family in South Dakota is saying, I'll never forget, bless that lady's heart, bless that man's heart. If they wouldn't have brought me gas. And one of these days I'll share my story. I've been wanting to. So, but anyways, with that, I hope everyone has a chance to be empowered and to share their power in a positive way and make a difference, not just in someone else's life, but what you'll find is you'll be making a difference in your own life. So with that, I say good evening, and I'll see you same bat time, same bat channel next week.
Yeah, our bat channel. I love it. Yeah, well, thank you, Maya. I love you. I love Candy. Candy's listening, of course. She knows how much she's appreciated. You know, it's all about surrounding yourself with beautiful people, which I am very blessed. I have beautiful people around me. Stars is just the best. Clients are just the best. You should see the emails I get. If I want to feel really good, all I have to do is open up my email. I don't get anything nasty. And anyways, if I did, I would just turn it around. And you have a good week. Everybody have a good week, and we'll see everybody next Monday. And know that you're loved a whole lot by all the stars on the Star Psychics Network. And come visit and visit with Candy or Maya Moon at StarsWithAZPsychics.com. So good night, everybody. I love you. Bye-bye.
Good night.